And thanks to the team, the team, the team, always on the road, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rene Vitale back in the fort back there till noon, then Rich Luzinski with our WJR Traffic and Weather First, Ray Templin on the road, Ava Demanja, Kathy is here too from Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways, making sure we get around nicely. We came into 515 Commerce Towers this morning, and Kurt and Corey have been helping us once we got into this building. And there's a lot of people in here, Saginaw Futures, Chamber of Commerce, NAACP, Saginaw Visitors Bureau. But for our purposes today, the most important person here is, in fact, the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you say, Paul, that's not a person. Well, it is to us, because the person who has run that for so long and done such a great job is the CEO of the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, gogreat.com, the one and only Annie Rummel.
What an introduction, Paul. Thank you for that.
Did everyone clap? I couldn't tell with my headphones. Yeah, there was applause. In fact, there's even a standing ovation.
Wow.
Isn't that great? And Willie is here. Willie was with us at dinner last night because you've been a little under the weather. And, in fact, I'll describe the word picture. She is far away from me with a remote microphone, which I appreciate.
Yes, you have to go abroad, so I do not want you to take a cold along with you.
Well, I don't want to, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You were the first to even tell us about the 2024 Memorial Cup that's coming to Saginaw. You have been so excited about that, and, my goodness, here it comes, May 24th through June 2nd. It's here.
Well, thanks to the Saginaw Spirit, Dick Garber and Craig Goslin, and the team. They did a fantastic job, and they've earned the right to host the Memorial Cup.
Well, it's a very exciting time. I don't know if they like to hear it like this. I mean no disrespect, but this is like the Canadian Hockey Club's Stanley Cup.
Absolutely.
This is who decides. Decide once and for all the champions of hockey in Canada for this season.
Yeah, what we've heard from the hockey players is that many of them cherish the Memorial Cup. They love the Stanley Cup, are very proud of having been on a team that has won the Stanley Cup, but their Memorial Cup memories are treasured.
Now, you are going to be, nobody knows this yet, and you don't have to give us everything because I know there's a surprise. But you will be unveiling a very special, how shall I say, hockey sculpture soon.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that secret sculpture?
Well, part of the Memorial Cup commitment is the creation of legacy programs that will live long after the competition. And so we have a three-facet legacy project within the city center, and then we also have improvements at the Hoyt Park for youth and sports competition. So our legacy projects are something that we're very proud of. The sculpture will honor hockey legacy within the city of Saginaw, will encompass the Memorial Cup hosting honors that we've received, and be interactive so people can have photos taken with it, they can touch it, and it'll be the good luck charm for the Saginaw Spirit moving forward.
There is yet another good story about Mr. Henry G. Marsh, who lived from 1921 to 2011, and a rather incredible mural that we are going to go look at as we leave. What can you tell us about this?
This area of the community is immediately adjacent to the Dow Event Center. It was created as part of I-675 coming through downtown Saginaw. And back when the U.S. Department of Transportation was laying out the highway systems throughout the United States, they really didn't take into consideration necessarily where they ran those highways.
Well, and especially African-American communities.
That's
we know
right.
That very well in Detroit.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and throughout the entire country. They picked those kind of communities, but then what happened is when they put those highways in, it separated that black community from city services. It separated them from the downtown areas and kind of cut that those neighborhoods off.
It destroyed businesses. It destroyed well-established black businesses.
And it took away homes from families that had been established in the area for a long time. And that's what happened to Henry Marsh's family, his childhood home, his home where he took his wife Ruth and his business were all taken away because of I-675. And I made a fatal error one night with Henry when we were enjoying one another's company. He complimented the work that the Convention and Visitors Bureau had been doing, and I, you know, off the cuff said, well, I don't have a bridge named after me. And that's when I heard the whole story.
Oh my.
Yeah. So I made Henry Marsh, who would be Saginaw's first black mayor and one of the United States' first three black mayors, a promise that I would make the area named after him, the Henry Marsh Bridge area, something that he would be extremely proud of.
Oh. Well, I'm looking at this mural. He would be extremely proud. And there is a quote from Henry. Cities are not all bricks and mortar buildings. They are built of spiritual and social values. But most of all, they are made up of people. The basic strength, no matter who leads it, lies in its people. Pretty amazing.
He was a great leader in a place at the right time when the city of Saginaw needed it. And he brought the black and white community together. And that's why you didn't see a lot of the disruption in Saginaw that you saw across the nation during that period of time. So it was my honor to be able to work towards making an area that he would have been proud of. Of course, we lost him in 2011. And I worked with Ruth, his wife, until we lost her during COVID. Now Michael, his son, is going to be at the dedication. And I hope Michael's safe because I've lost both Henry and Ruth.
Yeah, so. Sure. When is the dedication?
May 21st.
Okay, May 21st.
In the evening.
And then 3 days later, it's the 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw, May 24th through June 2nd. June 2nd, go to gogreat.com. And you can get all the information that you need. All of this sponsored today. Our host is Annie Rummel, the CEO of Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, gogreat.com. You always bring along Willie, which I really appreciate. We've become very dear friends of both of you over the years. Ann Thomas sends her love. Kim, my Kim, sends her love. And we'll look forward to being with you again for the Frankenmuth Auto Show.
Thank you, Paul. I take my first husband everywhere.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, that's great news. All right. We're here and we continue. We are at 515 Commerce Towers. That's the home of this office for Annie. But we also have the Saginaw Futures, the Saginaw Chamber, NAACP, Saginaw Visitors Bureau, and others here at 515 Commerce Towers. And we're glad we're in the lobby and able to speak with you and bring you some of these interesting people, including Jamie Furbush and Jamie Furbush, in just a moment on WJR.